Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's going to be a nice day today. The sun is shining. What is harder? What a great question, Breeze. What's harder? Planning a get-together with your friends
after the age of 30.
Or solving a Rubik's Cube.
Genuinely. I feel like we all reach this age that really defines how old we actually are, physically, mentally, and how we feel. And I kind of had this aha moment last night, and I'm like, wow, we're really not 22 anymore, just like bopping around and having fun.
We can do that anytime we want, but our friends who have kids, who are married, it's a lot more difficult.
Right.
Because some of my friends are now, I'm like, what's the date today? June 12th?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, what do you guys, what's going on? What do you want to do for dinner? My buddy yesterday sent me 4 dates in my phone.
Yep.
At the end of July and into August.
Yep.
I said, what?
Exact situation I found myself in last night. I made my way out to a friend's house in Spencerport, my girlfriend and I, another couple we very much so enjoy. And we're having a good time, and I'm looking around. I'm like, this is so much fun. Like, we should do this more often.
Yeah, right.
And
don't insult them. They'll get very offended.
They're like, yes, of course. We're really busy coming up here in the summer, so let's plan it now. We're like, okay, cool. So we're going. We're tossing dates back and forth. We settled on August 3rd. What?
To do what?
Summer, just go on the boat.
Oh, just for the boat.
Just go on the boat.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm like, what? Like, what is happening here? So there's this, like, defiant moment when you are growing and maturing.
Sure.
And understanding where you are in life. And I think it's when you finally all pull out your calendars, all pull out your agendas.
That was me and my
you
buddies.
Figure out, hey, we'll never see each other ever again.
It's just what it is, you know? And here's the thing. When you have a kid, you're going to be in the same exact boat.
No doubt.
And it's going to be
100.
It's going to be difficult too, because there's a lot of your girlfriends who don't have kids.
Yeah.
So it's going to be harder for them to understand, because anytime they want Breezy, anytime they want to see you, it's no problem. They can do it right away. It's not going to be like that.
I see my best friend exponentially less than I used to, which saddens me. But she has a daughter. She has a 18-month-old daughter.
Yeah, she needs all of her mom's attention.
Adorable, and I love her. But, you know, this is the new norm. And it's crazy, because although we put that date down, August 3rd or whatever it was,
don't mean it's locked in.
You know that date's going to roll around and something's going to come up. And I don't know if anyone can relate to this, but there are some times where the date rolls around and you've been looking forward to that date for 2 months. And sometimes the date rolls around where they cancel and you have this, you let out this massive sigh of relief of, I'm tired. Like, thank God. You know what I mean? Thank God they canceled. And it's just insane how we find ourselves in this situation. And now here we are.
Listen, you need to understand too. I think what it really comes down to, and I've come to the realization, maybe you guys can disagree or agree, there's a lot of people with kids today that use their children as an excuse to not hang out with certain people who they no longer like.
100.
But they don't have the guts to say it. They don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. So they're like, no, we have Tanner's play that night.
I wish we could with all of our might.
I so wish we could, but we can't. I'm so sorry. Please stop calling. Hi, good morning, Lee.
Hi. So can I just suggest this next generation, as I was married at one time with my kids, I was a military wife, but what you need to do is come up with a reliable babysitter, like one you can call all the time. That's what my oldest daughter was. If we had the secretary for the general on post.
Yeah.
If my daughter was needed, my daughter was always available.
What if you're what if you're single mom and you just can't swing it? You can't financially swing it and paying for someone to watch your kids.
Well, then you try to find somebody who is a good friend that you has kids and you swap.
Yeah, the neighbor.
Like if they want to get, not even just the neighbor, but just one of your good friends. I have a friend, Phyllis, I can't even tell you how many years. If I needed her, she was there.
Right.
You know, it's just, you got to come up with a solution some way, somehow. Being a single mom, if you can find that person you can trust, and that you can rely on, the two of you work together.
That's fine, though, Lee. But at the end of the day, did you remember, like, having a friend or vice versa? When your kids started to get married and have kids, you just saw a lot less of them. And now you're starting to make plans 3-4 months out.
Yeah.
It's called seasons of life, okay?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Change.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's hard. I think what we're talking about right now is more so like just recognizing that you are in that season of life. And like, it's obviously all new to you.
True.
And you're not used to it because it's not necessarily your season, right? Like, I don't have kids, but like my friends do. So inadvertently, it is affecting me. Not to be like selfish or anything. That's just what I'm going through.
Yeah, I've actually really started to enjoy the fact that my kids all have friends and they're growing up and we're getting older because they expect a lot less of me. You know what I mean? Thanks for the call, Lee. And
you said my kids all have friends. I'm like, I thought you.
My
you
friends meant, have.
Yeah,
friends.
I was like, oh my God, Moose has hidden children we know nothing about.
Well, Father's Day's coming up.
No.
Everyone, put your phone on snooze. Do I turn my phone off on Sunday?
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X,
98PXY Rochester.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moose and Breezy on 98 BXY.
BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, with Father's Day being Sunday. How many of you are struggling to figure out what to buy your dad?
It's a lot.
It's always been a really big struggle for me because my dad doesn't have a ton of interest.
And I'm sure he would love to hear you say that.
Well, he agrees. I mean, how many gift cards to Home Depot can I keep buying?
No, fully.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. But how many of you have a dad when you ask them what they want for their birthday? What do you want for Christmas or Father's Day? Their favorite response is...
Save your money.
Save your money. So one year I tried and I didn't get my dad anything. And I think he was really butthurt.
Really upset.
But we have to hear your messages. I wanted to call Breezy's dad this morning and ask him, because he's way more likely to answer the phone than my dad.
Right.
So we wanted to take bets on his response.
Correct.
So we have to call your dad. I know I have his number here. Just to see what he says. Ask him what he wants for Father's Day. And then
I know
wait
exactly
for a response.
What he's going to say.
What do you typically get him? Like, what'd you get him last year?
24-pack of Blue Light. He was like, why isn't it cold? I'm like,
You got, wait. You got a warm, room temperature 24-pack.
I just got it from the shelf. I mean, I didn't know.
Of Blue Light. No card?
No card. Oh, no, I got him a card. I got him a card and a book. Yeah. So.
We got him a book.
So tough. But these things happen.
Right. I'm dialing.
All right. I know exactly what he's going to say, so.
I wish he would bring that Blue Light in and share it with us.
It's warm.
Not that you're a beer drinker. All right, it's ringing. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Toddy. It's Moose and Breezy.
How are you?
So good. Father's Day's coming up. What am I getting you for Father's Day? Like, genuinely.
I've told you every year, save your money. I really don't need anything. And, you know, seriously, I mean... You know the answer to the question. I really don't have time for this.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to celebrate my father.
Great. I've told you, all I want to do is go out and work and just let me do my thing. So
okay. Save
your cash, and I got to go. I really got to go.
All right.
Bye, Todd. Okay.
The man who loves to be celebrated, truly.
All I want to do is go out and work? What is he talking about? On Sunday?
Yeah, he works every weekend.
Oh. When does he have time for his family?
He doesn't.
His beautiful wife?
He's clearly running away.
His beautiful wife? All right, guys. If anyone have the same issue here, what do you get your dad on Father's Day? Because there are some people with dads who have interest in music.
Correct.
They have interest in clothing. They have interest in certain beverages, like your dad.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, he does nothing. I ask my mom. She's
Crickets.
Like, good luck.
Crickets.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. Hey, I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie. What's up, Queen?
Katie.
My dad is the exact same way. I was laughing because I'm officially spiraling. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what to get him.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
He is the exact same way, where if I ask him what he wants without skipping a beat, you know, he says nothing, save your money. He acts...
Why?
You know, it's like, if I want to buy him a pair of socks, it's like I'm going to break the bank. Like,
it's almost insulting at this point, because they're like, they assume you have no money, which they're right. But it would be nice to just pretend like I...
Where does this stem from? Do you think it's because... I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I love that dads are like this. It's not all. But it's very sweet of them. Is it because they genuinely want us to save our money? Or they're just sick and tired of all the crappy gifts we've gotten them over the years.
There's another angle that I thought about. I think it's the fact that they are so traumatized by their wife spending a lot of their money that they're like, I don't need one more thing, you know?
My father has no interest. What is your dad like?
He doesn't have any big interests either. You know, he's very low-key. But sometimes it's just like, you know, let me just do something nice for you. Let me try to, like, show you how I feel and, you know, give back what you've given to me over the years. It's
so
frustrating.
So awkward. I feel like really awkward on Father's Day because I'm like, nobody really wants to be doing this, especially him.
Oh, that's not true.
So.
I'm totally excited to celebrate my dad.
It's not exciting to celebrate someone who doesn't want to be celebrated. That's like someone being like, do not throw me a surprise party, and then you do, and then they're pissed the whole time.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, your dad didn't sound super amused when we called
him. No. But in his defense, like, how many golf balls can I truly get the guy? You know what I mean?
Well, so what's going on in your end, Katie?
So, I mean, we have one other big thing that's kind of weighing on us. Like, my father's health hasn't been great.
Sure.
And I'm really bracing myself because there's a chance that, you know, this really could be his last Father's Day.
Mm. Oh, no.
Well, that's a different layer. I'm so sorry.
It's tough. It's weird. It's, you know, it's really surreal.
Yeah.
And so it's just, I want to do something special. I want to do something meaningful for him. But it's like so hard when he, you know, pushes back so much.
Yeah. You have to make this special.
Exactly.
Whether
he acts like I'm trying to buy he acts like I'm trying to buy a yacht or something, and I'm just...
There is nothing that you need to be buying right now on a materialistic level. Everything you do with him right now, up until this point, is to make memories. I wouldn't worry about buying him something, especially that he doesn't want.
No, I get that. I feel that. And I mean, I'm even like, maybe can I just take you out for dinner, you know? And he's like, we've got soup at home, and it's just, okay.
You've got
but
soup?
But I get it. You know, like, this is what we're working with.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah.
And it's just hard. He gets kind of weird when I ask him if he wants something, you know, if I'm going to give him a gift, you know, but if I don't, he seems sad. And I just feel like I can't win. And so I just feel awkward. But I mean,
yeah.
So I'm just trying to get it out. So if anyone has ideas, I am all ears.
Sure. Let's help our girl Katie out. 585-252-9800. If this is potentially your dad's last Father's Day that you're going to be celebrating with him, then yeah, the number one thing here is to try and make it as special as possible. But
I
with
agree.
Him being stubborn, I mean, you're not going to want to go out buy him something that he's not going to use a ton. And that's
exactly
right.
The important thing here is to try and make some memories with him. Maybe you can write him a letter, like a real letter. You know what I mean?
That's sweet. I hadn't thought about doing something, you know, super personal such as that. So, I mean, that's really sweet.
Something sentimental.
Yeah. Okay, so last year I got my dad this book. I got my mom one for Mother's Day and my dad one for Father's Day. And it was like, Dad, I want to hear your story. And I gave one to my mom too. Mom, I want to hear your story. My mom had it filled out in like a day. My dad, I think he threw it away, if I'm being honest. Like the sentiment, he's just like not into it.
Katie, we're going to try and help you the best we can. Some listeners are texting in right now with some ideas. So we'll get to those.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Try and have the best Father's Day. Make it memorable for your old man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got
Love
it.
You.
All right. Talk soon, Katie. Bye. I got a message coming in from Matt that says, my dad's the same. I got him a framed photo of us from when I was a kid. He grumbled, but I did catch him showing it to his buddy a week later. Yeah, they may not admit it, but they do appreciate the sentiment.
I don't think they do. This person says, dads just want quality time. Go to breakfast or lunch or dinner or something.
It's true.
My dad's like, don't take time away from my work. I'm like, okay.
Julie says, my dad told me to save my money too. So I took him fishing, paid for gas and snacks. We just hung out. But it was one of the best gifts I ever gave him. And it cost like $45. Zach says, record a video of you talking to him, telling him what he means to you. Doesn't cost anything. That's the stuff dads remember. What is so funny?
I just like, if I ever gave something like that to my dad, he would be like, okay.
Yeah, well, your dad's not like, you know, a sentimental guy like that. He just wants to be left alone.
Everybody take your seats, grab your popcorn. The movie's about to start. It's a 30-second video. Be like, okay. Dad, you're the best. I love you, man.
First of all, that video and montage you put together for your mom's 60th birthday, that was a beautiful piece of work, and your dad cried. He would appreciate it.
We've already done one for him for his 40th.
Oh, you already did it?
Yeah, so it's already been done.
Good luck, then. My God. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Usher. Okay. How did you bomb an interview? 585-252-9800. If you have a great story of how you just didn't get the job. So my buddy Chris, who I've talked about a handful of times on this show, been out of work for a little while now.
Mm-hmm.
Finally had a couple job interviews lined up. Things were looking promising. He's been struggling for the last year, man. So, I mean, needless to say,
I feel like he's been struggling for the past 3 years we've been doing this show.
My math could be off, but I was pulling for him. We'll see.
Every time you say his name, I'm like, hasn't he been struggling for 10 years? Anyways, sorry, Chris. Love you.
So he goes in for the interview and he thinks he's absolutely nailing it. For whatever reason, the hiring manager decided to test him. And she says, why don't you tell us why you want to work at this company? And he gave some half-assed answer. And the hiring manager looks at him and says, we actually don't do any of that here. She goes, this is a tech startup for a new app.
Oh, no. He had no idea where he was.
She goes, we have nothing to do with the dental industry. He thought he was going in for a sales role to sell dental equipment. She goes, do you know which company you are interviewing for? He says, yeah. She goes, what's the name of our company? And he didn't know. He just continues.
He had no clue.
He didn't know. He didn't even answer. He said he just continued on with the interview. And he goes, so what's the vibe here with the company culture? And she replied with professional.
Oh, my God. That's really bad.
Interview
like,
over.
At least look into where you're going.
So he didn't get the job, and now he's continuing to struggle.
I am so, like, I don't think I've ever really done an interview for a career.
Really?
Obviously, I've done an interview for restaurants and stuff.
It's different. It's the same, but it's different because for whatever reason, I hated the interview process. I used to buy books. I had to study. It's the same stupid questions. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Anyone get that question?
Well,
what's your response?
If you found $100 on the ground, what would you do with it?
Honestly, I would keep it.
I know. I'm like, put it in my wallet.
The interview process is just you sitting there and lying to the individual's face. And like, you're just telling them what they want to hear.
Also, how have they not picked up on that yet?
I think they know. I think they know because hiring managers lie to get the hiring manager job.
True. Very true.
Look at some of the texts coming in. How did you bomb your job interview? I know some of you got stories. Let us know. Dan's weighing in and says, what's up, Moose and Breezy? I once showed up to an interview with two different shoes. One black and one brown. Didn't get the job, but I was memorable. Right. How did you even do that? Anthony says, I tried to be honest.
I was also drunk.
Right. Like my buddy Chris. I was like, were you high? Anthony says, I tried to be honest and said, I don't really like working in teams. At least I was truthful. Yes, right.
They go, so this is a team role that you're applying for. You're going to be the project manager of a team of 7.
I was interviewing for this job once. They asked me, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I was like, I'll probably win an Oscar.
Oh, God. What a jump scare.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were like, dream big, kid. You didn't get the cashier job at Walmart. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is perfect. Hey, Moose and Breeze, I once got asked, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I panicked and said, hopefully not here. Interview ended really quick. I bet it
did. Know. Like, that was my next question is, like, when you are asked that question, which I think is a dumb question because I feel like your goals and dreams evolve as time goes on. So what you wanted for your 5-year plan 2 years ago might not be what you want now.
No, of course not.
So I think it's a dumb question. But like, what if someone was honestly, I see myself dead, if I'm being honest.
The best answer, though, is they want to check to see if you're committed and loyal to what they're doing.
Right.
Or sometimes they want to be like, well, I'm hoping to take your position. I'd like to move up and see myself grow here at the company. You know, they want someone who's ambitious.
Yeah.
But one of the questions I absolutely hate is, what is your biggest weakness?
Yeah. And like, obviously, I'm always going to say perfectionism.
My biggest weakness is knowing that I'm not always the smartest one in the room. Yeah, they like that.
That's just true, though.
Listen, if you're going to go in for a job interview, at least know the company's damn name. Now my buddy's going to come to me and ask me if I can Venmo him $50 for food.
He's like, I gotta eat, man.
I was pulling from.
What?
This affects all of us.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98 PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.